Now we come here to another great parable that only Dr. Luke gives. And if you've already discovered, have you not, that Dr. Luke gives some wonderful parables. And this is no exception. This is a parable that is amazing. We call it the parable of the rich man and Lazarus. Now, this is going to lead me to say something that I think is very important. I do not think that the Lord Jesus ever made up a parable. I think that every one of them he drew from real life. I think he always got right down to the nitty-gritty, right where people live, and he just reached out and drew these parables in. When he says, "Behold, a sower went forth to sow," those people there had seen 100 sowers on 100 hills in that land sowing seed. They knew exactly what he's talking about. And I think that all of these. Now, this is an unusual parable, and make sure that you and I understand that he's not making this one up. He gives us the name of one of the individual, a beggar named Lazarus. And therefore, he wouldn't give the name of somebody that didn't exist. So what we have here is a parable, and it's a wonderful parable, by the way. Let me begin reading. "There was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen, and he fared sumptuously every day." Now, a certain rich man, and this is a tremendous story, by the way, that he's giving to us here. And this rich man that he's talking about here is a rich man that lived without God, and he died without God. And it moves into a realm that you and I know nothing about. This parable, our Lord will pass from this world to the next without making any break at all. There's no hocus pocus here, or acracadabra. Although the curtain between this life and the next life and this doorway of death, we know so little about it, yet our Lord bridged it here without any strain or stress at all. Now, when man is left to his own imagination, he seeks out many inventions, and he'd make unlimited speculation and wildest dreams. And today he does the most fantastic schemes that are imaginable. Imagine freezing the body of Lenin in order to try to make him come to life or make him look lifelike. Well, man using his imagination is in trouble. And in this parable, we stand before the iron curtain of death, and we cannot penetrate it. Now, the important thing, what does the Word of God say? And there were only three men that ever spoke with authority on the other side of death. One is the Lord Jesus, of course, and the other is John, and then also, I should say, Paul. Paul was caught up to the third heaven. Now, we find that this rich man here, and we need to recognize that he was a rich man that really put on the dog. That's the picture that you have here. He fared sumptuously every day. He put on the dog, and the poor man, the dogs licked his sores.